Yes, the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California is hitting the airwaves right now. We had a phone number for you to call. This would be the time we'd give you the phone number. We've got no phone number for you to call. We don't require anything of you. You just sit there. We do what we do. You do what you do. Which right now from here looks like there's a whole lot of spanking. I'm just kidding around. Well, that was it. I'm kidding around. It was a very, very... Folks, I want to apologize. I said I was kidding. I know you're kidding. I'm kind of kidding, too.
All right, so who's not kidding? I'm not kidding. Welcome to the program, folks.
Yeah, this is Bud Dickman.
I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm Robert Leonard. Oh, it's great. I'm General Galen Shawn. Here's Phil Henry. Yeah, welcome to our program, folks. World-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico here in Southern California. And this is Friday. Tonight is our big chat.
Now, what are you going to do about the chat? Because, you know, it's getting interminable.
What is that supposed to mean? Jesus Christ, Margaret.
Well, Phil, you're sitting there, and you seem to be going through the motions. Yes, people chat, and they comment, but isn't there a little...
Margaret, you got to be involved in it, you know.
Margaret?
I mean, Ms. Gray, you have to be involved to understand it, you know.
Yeah, uh-huh.
What do you find fault with it?
What do I find fault with it? What I find is that it seems to be you and the BSP sitting around...
Oh, she wants to... What? She wants to use the term that she doesn't dare use because she's a lady.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you say it.
Circle jerking?
You said it, I didn't.
Oh, my God, Ms. Brennan. See, you're hitting it pretty hard there, Margaret.
Well, doesn't it appear like that, Phil, that it's one big circle jerk? Because you said...
Wait a minute, wait. Let's back up, okay? You've never been a part of the Saturday night, whatever the hell it is.
You don't even know what day it's on, do you?
Yes, it is. It's the Friday chat. You've never been a part of it.
I haven't been a part of it, number one, I haven't been invited, but number two, wait. I'm not sure I would partake because it is a bunch of guys sitting around going, ee-hee.
Oh, she did the jerk-off motion, folks.
Did you have to say something?
Well, Ms. Gray, we can't be disingenuous with a guy.
All right, so you're insulting every man who's in the audience and saying all we do on Friday night is what? Go ahead, say it, Margaret. She's doing the wrist motion, folks.
Do you mind? Why can't you say it? All right, it sounds like all you guys are sitting around and going, durr. Phil's laughing, by the way.
No, I'm not. I'm crying. I'm crying for all humanity. No, I don't think that's what it is.
Well, I'd like to hear a few more women on this thing before I participate in what sounds to be like one big...
One big... You're going to say it. You don't want to say it, but you're going to say it. One big meat slap event.
I was going to say meat slap festival, but yes, that serves very well.
And you're laughing.
I am not laughing.
Yeah, you was.
Oh, was I? No, I was not.
Well,
one big meat slap festival, huh?
That's what it seems like to me. And forgive me, ladies and gentlemen, I know there's an awful lot of... There are younger people listening. I'm ashamed of myself.
First of all, we don't encourage young people to listen to the show.
Yeah, sure, Phil. You know, how are you going to stop it?
Yeah, Phil, you know... That ship sailed a long time ago.
Yeah, but how are you going to stop that?
By saying it. We'd rather we not have people under the age of 18 listening to the show. At any event, hold on. So our chat...
Oh, here we go. We're going to make a big deal out of this.
Phil, let's move on. Wait a minute. Wait. Our Friday night chat is one massive meat slap.
In a word, yes.
You knock that off, bud, please.
Well,
I think that that's very unfortunate that you feel that way, Margaret, but if you think that it needs more female voices, then I would suggest you do.
Yes, Margaret, you should. You should become involved.
Here's one more thing I got to bail out on a Friday night. Do you understand on Friday nights, if we were in normal circumstances, Jason J. Delmonico, you know, is playing on the football team there at Gruber Institute, okay?
At Gruber Institute? Oh, my God.
You make it sound like my son is, he's not going to high school. You sound like he's something sitting under glass about to be injected with alcohol. My God.
No, I'm not. I never heard of Gruber Institute.
What is Gruber Institute?
Oh, let me see. It's a high school.
Where, who?
Phil, pay attention. Gruber Institute, named after Peter Gruber. Eh? Okay.
The movie producer?
Yes.
Does he?
No, he has nothing to do with it.
So they just named it after Peter Gruber. Why?
They admire the man, as I do. So they decided, let's name it after Peter Gruber.
But he's got nothing to do with it. They just named it Peter Gruber.
They did originally just call it the Peter Gruber. Oh, was that Colin Jost?
I don't know.
You know, he married Scarlett Johansson. The word just came down over the weekend. Did he marry her this weekend, or was it... who is Colin Jost?
God, Saturday Night Live, man.
You don't want Saturday Night Live? Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night Live, General. Come on. All right. No, I don't. Yes, I do. I think I did or I don't, and I used to. I don't know. I don't know what version of the show it is. Yeah, they got new people, you know, but let me see, Margaret.
I've got it right here. Colin Jost, he of Saturday Night Live, has married Scarlett Johansson.
Well, what story are you reading?
I'm not reading it. I'm coming to... It's from memory. He's married Scarlett Johansson, and that's all I really... You know what? That's all I really care about.
Well, what's the big deal? You know, it's just... they're a very attractive couple. She's pretty... she's gorgeous, and he's
gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah, he's gorgeous. And the two of them... So this is from Arts and Entertainment, October 29th. Marvel star Scarlett Johansson has married Saturday Night Live's Colin Jost, and word of their union came from a most unexpected place, according to Meals on Wheels. Yes, the nonprofit that combats hunger and isolation among seniors. The Black Widow actress, and you know, I wouldn't say that Scarlett Johansson is the Marvel star. I mean, she's done...
what would you say she's the star of?
Oh, I guess I've seen her in so many things, I don't automatically... You know,
maybe that's why she became a movie star.
Yeah, I think she got to be a movie star with Adam Stanley. I thought she was like a movie. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, what match point? See, Phil watches all of these kookball, you know, these edgy films.
What is Match Point? Well, that was a movie she was in. And that was a Woody Allen movie she was in. She was fantastic. She also was in She. She played the voice of the computer that, you know, what's his ass falls in love with? Joaquin Phoenix falls in love with.
Wait a minute, that's the movie where Joaquin Phoenix falls in love with a laptop. Am I right about that?
Yeah, but I mean, Jim, whoa.
Isn't that the movie that this guy that everybody thinks is so great, this Joaquin Phoenix, he falls in love with a laptop?
Well, yeah, I mean, who hasn't?
You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
General, it is a commentary...
Wait a minute. Doesn't he fall in love with a laptop?
Yeah, he does. He falls in love with a laptop, okay? He does.
But why are you so emotional?
Because I now realize...
The movie's a whole commentary on dorks and geeks and cats that are too close to their freaking computers. And,
wait, you didn't know it at the time, though.
Phil, you saw that movie and you thought it was very touching, didn't you?
I was moved by it.
You were moved by it? Oh, man.
Well, I don't know. I thought, anybody ever see that flick She with the... Joaquin Phoenix and come away feeling sorry for... I felt I was touched by their love.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they got married.
They got married, big deal.
Right. But we.
Yeah, all of us.
Yeah, all of us here on the Phil Henry Show, we wish them well.
Yes, we do. We wish you well, and we hope...
What the hell was that?
I don't know what.
I thought I heard something creeping up on you. You could have just looked behind me to see if there was something there.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Well, what were you doing?
Cleaning my nails.
All right, so...
Anyway, Phil, proceed.
With the show or with...
anything, please.
All right. Coming up, we have Steve Bozell. Mr. Bozell is a construction contractor in Corona, California, and he's a man of many opinions, and he has contributed to the program mightily over the years. Mr. Bozell was having dinner with his wife at... what is this place called?
Miser's Pie.
Yeah. Miser's Pie.
Yeah.
Not pies.
No.
I hate you guys.
What are you full of hatred for?
What's the name of the place, bud?
Miser Pie! God damn.
Wait a minute, man. You said Miser's Pie.
That's what I mean. I'm sorry. Miser's Pie.
Well, what's the problem?
Usually pie joints, it's pies. This is pie.
Phil.
All right, okay. Miser Pie, what happened?
Mr. Bozell was having dinner with his wife, and...
what time of night was it?
About late last night, about 10:15.
Okay.
What is your problem?
Yeah. Phil, you seem to be having a...
late last night, about 10:15, huh?
Yeah. What's the story?
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's... Anyway, I'll take it, man.
I got it.
Let me have it, man. I got it. So last night, Mr. Jenner, they're having dinner, and there's a singer on stage. Apparently, it's a little pub that they've got there, Miser Pie. So you go for... They say you go for the pie, stay for the blues. And go for the pie and stay for the blues, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
What do you find everything weird tonight, don't you?
No, maybe it's just me.
Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, so there's a singer there named Elvin Knapp is his name.
Elvin Knapp.
Yeah, and he was singing a song called Hellhound on My Trail, which is an old Robert Johnson blues song.
All right, I know the song.
You know it?
Yeah, I do.
So Mr. Bozell, and I saw he tweeted about this, right? Yeah, well, he tweeted about the fact that he felt like, what's that about? You know, because
his life, the way his life goes, that just had meaning.
Okay. You got this most suspicious look on your face, Phil. I never know where these things are going, man. Let me check it out here. Stephen Bozell joining us here from his home in Corona, California. And Steve, I know the sounds there. We're familiar enough with the sounds of your home there. Is that you're out near your pond?
Yeah, I am, Mr. Henry. This is the pond that I made now 6 years ago. A place for me to come and to sit, and I'm very grateful to have it.
Tell me what happened, because the guys told me that you felt, and do you have Mr. Knapp there?
Elvin Knapp's with me right here, Elvin.
Hey. Hi.
And can you give him a little bit?
Well, I want to hear the story first.
Right, but just give him a little.
I got to keep moving, got to keep moing.
Yeah, I'm going to stop, don't.
So was that the gentleman?
Yes, I'm the gentleman who sang last night at Miser's Pie. And
are you a blues singer per se, sir?
Yes, I am. Now, that's the first time that I'd encountered this gentleman, Mr. Knapp. And you sing there nightly?
I sing there nightly. I sing every night except Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And sometimes I'm not there on... I guess I sing every night. I sing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
All right, every night except Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is when I sing.
Okay, so every night...
No, not every night except. I'm there every night.
Except Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yes, that's correct, yeah. Could we get away from these squirrels?
Yeah, we're under this. We've got the travelers are in season, Mr. Henry.
Right, I understand about your traveling squirrels there at the pond. There, Steve Bozell has a beautiful pond, and it's like a meditation pool, isn't it?
Well, I don't like to go there. I think that sounds a little, you know, silly to say, oh, let me go out and meditate here and hear a frog. But yeah, I do get peace. So,
all right. So you and April went into this place, Meisner Pie. Where's it located?
It's in West Covina. And we were on our way to April's dad's house. He lived in Long Beach, so we take the... Generally, we go over to Miser Pie, and then we head south on the 710, because he's down in Long Beach.
All right, and so you stopped off at Miser Pie or Meisner?
It's Miser Pie. Right, got that right, Ellen?
Yes, it's Miser Pie.
Oh, Miser Pie.
No, it's Miser, M-I...
Miser.
No, sir, no. It's Miser Pie.
Miner Pie?
No.
Can we just not... This is going to flip me out if we go down this road, Phil. I can't guarantee that things will not be broken. All right, wait a minute. Yeah, we don't need to know. Let's just say it's Miser Pie.
Okay, if you want. It's only the name of the man's business.
Miser Pie. So I walked in with April. We sat down. We were going to have a meal. We probably was going to get pie. I'd seen the pie, and I know now. I know I made up my mind then that I would stay and have pie, and because I was kind of looking forward to that. But I got something perfunctory. I got a bowl of soup or something I could just not eat because I was really looking forward to a pie, and my wife as well. April, although she did have a T-bone steak, and she had mashed potatoes and gravy, all the fixings, and,
So you're saying that your wife, you had just nothing, you wanted dessert?
Yeah, I guess you could say that, but my wife is a very light eater. Hold on. My wife, what did you want to say?
I wanted to jump in, because I, your wife, I noticed you, the two of you, and I saw her packing it away.
That's a very rude thing.
Okay, so your wife had a T-bone steak, whatever, okay? So let's get to the,
Yeah, so... Then Mr. Knapp came in, and this is about 8 o'clock, right?
It's about 8 o'clock is where I begin my set, yeah.
Go ahead.
And so, I don't have my guitar, but I can sing basically the song, which says, "A Hellhound on My Trail." It's by Robert Johnson. And I said, "Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Elvin Knapp. And for the next hour and a half, I'm going to treat you to pie with a side of the blues.
I'm gonna keep moving, gonna keep moving, hellhound on
my trail.
That, and you sang it like that, huh?
Yes, sir. That's my understanding is the blues. That's the blues. And I saw Mr. Bozell glance up, almost with a look of, I don't want to say horror, but he was invested in his pie. He was going at this, a Boston cream pie. I look forward to it very much whenever it's served. And so I was tearing into some Boston cream pie, and I would have finished it. And part of the thing that made me upset, Mr. Henry, was I was tearing into a piece of Boston cream pie, and then I heard this, and I looked up. It was like somebody had grabbed me by the back of my hair and was going to force my face down into God knows what, you know. And so I suddenly felt sick, and I heard the lyric, I got a hellhound on my trail, and I remember looking up to you, Mr. Knapp, and I said, does that mean me? That part I didn't understand, Mr. Henry, when Mr. Bozell said, does that mean me? And I said, what do you mean? He said, and I thought the song was about me.
Why did you think the song was about you?
Well, I mean, I'd had a very tough week, and there were two houses that were supposed to... We got two tilt-ups we had to do. We had to do by Friday. Did we get them done? No, we did not, because I'm listening to Hellhound on my... Because I had to hear this. Go ahead, sing it again. What do you want me to do?
Sing it again.
I got to keep moving. I got to...
All right, we understand. I've heard the song. Thank you very much, sir. You're a good singer, sir.
No, I don't think I am, really, but I so love to sing the blues, and Miser Pie gave me this opportunity, so I'm very grateful for it. And I'm grateful to be on your podcast, Mr. Henry.
You're welcome.
If he thinks it's called, it's not a podcast. I know I said podcast.
Podcast.
Oh, pod, P-O-D.
Yes.
Okay. I thought it was P-A-W. Oh, my God, you thought it was about a dog?
Okay, so you're singing Hellhound on My Trail. You see Mr. Bozell get visibly upset?
I saw him get visibly upset, yeah. Now, understand, Mr. Henry, I didn't go, I didn't start crying. I didn't run out, did I? Did I?
No, you did not.
Okay. So I didn't start to cry. I didn't run away. I just looked at him and went, what is that about? And he explained to me this is a song by a man by the name of Robert Jackson or
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson. And it's a song about bad luck. It's a song about a man who wants a woman, but he wants to settle down, too, and he wants to have love in his life, but he's not sure that he ever will have it because he's got a hellhound on his trail.
All right, and that means a lot to you. See, can I interrupt here for just a minute?
General, every time, you know, when you interrupt...
Wait, I'm going to interrupt, and I want to tell Phil and everybody this. We're following Mr. Bozell down one of his rabbit holes again.
General...
Wait, Steve. Yeah, we're following Mr. Bozell down one of his rabbit holes. We don't know where this is going to lead, and Mr. Knapp, you might as well know, we've had Mr. Bozell on the program before. He's got a problem with the song you're singing, and this is going to have something to do with something going on in his life that he can't deal with.
I mean, what are you talking about, man? I came on this program to talk about me and the problem I'm having with this.
All right, so what's the problem?
I sat down with my wife to have a peaceful dinner, and a guy comes in, and that's why I brought Mr. Knapp in here. Okay, Mr. Knapp is going to be spending the night here at my home, because I brought him down. Okay, I paid for a car to go get him and bring him down here to my house to explain. So when I sang Hellhound on My Trail, and I had no idea, Mr. Bozell looked up at me, and I said, I stopped. I said, you want something? Or, you know, and I told him, I said, what is that about, Hellhound on My Trail? He explained the song. I told him it was a blues song.
Well, Steve, what was the problem?
It was exactly mirroring the week I was having. I got a hellhound crawling right up the back of my leg. Okay?
Oh, so the hellhound's crawling up the back of your leg, and I guess going to a certain spot, right?
Oh.
Well, look, Steve, we get it, okay? Your work week was hellish. Probably felt like you were about to get assaulted in a jail shower scene. But,
God damn.
Well, that's what you're trying to tell us. But what is the relevance of this to our audience?
The relevance of it? I wanted to talk to Mr. Henry about me, okay?
He said he wanted to talk about him.
All right, hold on. Here's my wife. Hey, April, honey, I'm on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah.
Would you tell Mr. Henry?
No.
She won't go on the air with you.
That's your wife, April.
Yes. How do you do? My name is Elvin Knapp. Bug off. She's very beautiful, except she sounds exactly like Broderick Crawford, you know.
Well,
So that song was so disquieting about having a hellhound on my trail, even though I want love and I need it so badly.
Steve, are you having trouble at home in your marriage?
No.
Are you having trouble at work beyond, you know, having a tough work week?
Well, that's just it. No, I'm not, but every move I make at work is hard, and I guess I'm not dealing with things.
Because what we read in the tweet was that you heard this song start, you quickly asked for the bill, finished your dessert, and then left without your wife?
I told her, I said, I'm leaving, and she said she was going to stay. Isn't that right, honey?
Yeah.
And she did stay. I did a couple of more songs.
What other songs did you do?
Well, I did two more Robert Johnson songs, Crossroad Blues, and I did an Outside Woman Blues. I think Robert Johnson song. So I did those, and then I said to everyone, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be right back. I went to the bath, to the toilet. I came out, wiped my hands off with sanitizer, sat back down, and then I launched into Me and My Woman. And it goes, Me and My Woman, don't get around much anymore. You know what I mean, Miss Henry?
You know, can I tell you something, Elvin? General. Never mind.
Yeah, so the, so that's what it was. And I get home, I tweeted this out, and once again, all I hear from your listeners, Mr. Henry, and other people on Twitter, on Twitter, is that I'm a big baby, and I...
God.
That's my wife. You're supposed to back me up, April.
I'll back you up because I love you. You're a real pussy.
Can you ask your wife something?
What?
Ask her how she felt about you walking out.
How did you feel about me walking out?
I didn't care.
She didn't care. She said she was going to Uber at home. So...
All right, so Steve, what's the solution to the problem here?
Well, the solution to the problem for me is that Miser Pie, I think, should have, you know, that's a very unusual act, and I mean this, Elvin, with the deepest of respect for what you do, but that's a very unusual act for a pie shack. Okay? Technically, I was told it's not a pie shack, it's a pie, it's a family pie and coffee restaurant. I've known Miser Pie for a long time. I've been going into Miser Pie for probably, like, for, you know, like me.
Since you were a kid, huh?
Well, no, I mean, not just a kid, but
Since you were a kid, we'll stick with that.
Okay, since I was a kid. And I've never known them to hire, you know, have such an unusual musical act in the lounge there. So
it's not really a lounge. It's just I sit in a corridor between the dining room and the toilets. That's where they let me...
You can call it the restrooms. You don't have to call it the toilet.
Well, I'm very sorry. I didn't mean to offend you.
No, you're not offending me at all. So, Stephen, you are finding fault with Miser Pie for hiring a blues singer.
Not just a blues singer, but when I go in there with my wife, and I've had a very tough week, and I'm going in for pie, for coffee, for conversation, and relaxation, as that April and I had been out driving around, and you know, not every restaurant you can get into these days. So we saw Miser Pie. I sit down, and
do you want me to sing the whole song?
I got to keep moving. That's enough. And that's what I'm hearing.
Well, look, I'll give you this. That guy sings rotten.
You know, guess what, old man? If you, at your deathbed, you'd beg, plead, you'd scream and screech and bleed from the anus to have me come and sing for you.
You gotta watch what you're saying.
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Knapp.
We don't need you anymore.
Bleed from the anus, Dad.
What are you pushing me for? We don't need for you to say things like that.
Make him take that back.
Take back what? Talking to the guy about, like, you know, he's a lousy singer. All right, I'm sorry.
You don't sound like you can get it up. What do you think of this?
Oh, really? I had to go through the god... Nobody's going through a phone.
All right, look at Elvin, thank you very much. Here's $20.
Oh, wow, thanks.
I said I'd give you $20.
Considering all the garbage I've been taking.
All right, here's a 50.
Yeah.
I got to keep moving.
Who cares? No one cares anymore. No one cares.
Stephen Bozell, our guest on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I'm simply saying that if you go into a pie place like Miser Pie that I've been going into for 30 years getting pie, coffee, dessert, a relaxing bowl of soup, maybe the cheese platter or just a slice of cheese,
And I go in there and I hear Hellhound on My Trail. That is, it's not in keeping with the family, you know.
Well, it sounds to me like you had a very unique cultural opportunity there, Steve, to listen to Robert Johnson music while you're eating at a pie shack, as you call it. And if I were you, I would appreciate those opportunities.
I agree with Margaret. That's a very good point, Steve. You got to hear a guy approximating, you know, not that great, Robert Johnson music while you're having pie. And
Hellhound on My Trail? Every day of my life is like that, okay?
Bozell, don't cry.
I'm not crying. I'm just saying, every day of my life, I got a Hellhound on My Trail. Every day of my life, I got a job, I got a mortgage, I got wife, kids, and I feel like every day the Hellhound gets closer and closer and closer until finally I'm going to start to feel the thing breathing on. I'm going to feel the tongue going up my... I don't mean to put it that way. I'm just saying that the Hellhound is on my trail, so naturally it's to the back of me. And it, no matter how fast I run, then I'll feel the hot breath on my buns, or, you know, on my butt, obviously, and then I'll feel the tongue.
Yeah, then you'll get the tongue up your ass.
You know, Mr. Henry, I came on this program looking for sympathy, and what I got was you going, ha, ha, ha! Because that's what you sound like when you laugh. Did you know that?
All right, Steve. I apologize for laughing. There's not a whole lot we can do for you. We've publicized your problem. Miser Pie, I think, is going to... Didn't they say they're going to refund you the price of dinner?
They did, but I'm asking Miser Pie to have some sensitivity that when a hardworking man goes into a place and sits down for a piece of pie and a cup of coffee, although I had a Pabst Blue Ribbon beer and a piece of pie... And I had whatever they. I got a vegetable dish just so I could say I had dinner. And my wife had a T-bone steak with mashed potatoes and all the fixings and succotash. And
your wife had what was that again? Your wife had a T-bone steak and succotash, and you're eating like you're a 14-year-old girl.
Hey, General, you know what?
All right, I'm sorry, but Jesus. So then this guy comes in, starts singing "Hellhound on My Trail," and that caused you to just go into some kind of state of shock.
Yes, it did. Because the whole lyric of "I got a hellhound on my trail," never mind, because now here come the squirrels.
All right, Steve, so they're laughing at you.
Yes, of course they are. And yeah, you're not going to believe this, but there's 1, 2, 3 lined up on a tree branch. 1, 2, 3 suitcases.
And let me guess, they're wearing a walnut shell for hats, and it looks like a fedora.
Goodbye.
Hey, Steve, you can't hang up.
Yeah.
Is this Mrs. Bozell?
Yeah, April Bozell.
It's great to talk with you, Mrs. Bozell. Apologize to Steve for us.
Sorry, Steve.
I don't care.
And it's great to talk to you. We've not had an opportunity.
Yeah. She just dropped the phone on the floor.
Thanks a lot, man.
Okay. I mean, next time I'd like to talk about something that's got more...
All right, Steve Bozell there on the world-famous Phil Henry Show for the El Pacifico here in Southern California. Coming up, Raj Fanin and Todd, his son Todd, on the Dodger World Series victory right after this from your local station.
Yeah!
And this is Margaret Gray for the world-famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass. If you don't have one, get one. If you've got one, get one for a year. If you already have one for a year, get another one for a year, and another, and another, and another. And by the way, if you're a woman, please join us on the chats on Friday night, because the whole thing's turning into a big meat slap.
Thanks a lot for that, Margaret.
Well,
one famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass is your... It's your passport to joy, fun, and just kind of the land of... You know,
what the hell was that?
That's what I'm talking about, man. Get yourself a Backstage Pass and stay sane in these COVID-laden times.
Yeah.
World famous Phil Henry Show and PhilHenryShow.com. Get a Backstage Pass. Just get it. Don't even ask about it. Just get it.
That's not very polite, bud.
Sick and tired of having it.
How are you?
We thank you very much for your business, folks.
What a pussy, man.
Hey. World famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico here in Southern California. Joining us on our newsmaker line is Raj Fanin. Raj, the owner of the Fanin Brothers insulation business, I believe. And also he has his son Todd on the line as well. The two of them, Dodger fans, and they were not having very good time of it over the last several years. We'd had Raj on the show talking about how upsetting and traumatic it was for Todd to go to a Dodger game. Raj, I hope things are a little bit happier at your house.
They're certainly more happy, Mr. Henry, that's for sure. And it's called the Fineen Brothers Insulation.
Fineen Brothers Insulation, right. And you guys had this business in where you're from, Egypt, originally?
Yes, that's correct, in Alexandria.
Now, your son Todd doesn't speak English?
No, Todd...
He speaks English, but he refuses to, right?
Yes, Todd speaks English, but refuses to speak English because, you know, he feels, and I think a great many people in our, you know, our family and other families feels that America has to, you know, get a little bit better with the way that it treats people of Middle East descent, and they need to come to the table, you know, with a little bit more. Was he, hold on, what's the name? Yeah, he says that America needs to come to the table with more of the high heat, you know.
What's that, with what?
With the high heat.
With the high heat, it's a baseball term. Oh, with the high heat, meaning America's got to come with the fastball, huh?
Yeah, Todd, America is with the fastball, that we intend? Yeah, Todd says that America keeps coming with the junk. And a lot of the garbage, you know, too much junk and not enough of the good stuff. So,
America is coming to people of Middle Eastern descent with junk. Okay.
Yeah, so, to the Kutana Patata? Put one down the middle, says Todd.
Put it down the middle. We're talking with Raj Fineen. So, how did you guys like the World Series?
We loved it so much to see the Dodger win for the first time. Ever, you know, I don't know, it's not the first time ever, but I know they won. But for us, it's the first time, you know, and I did speak to these Giant fans. The Giant fans are no good. Todd, the Giant fan... No. My son, what do you say? Yes, he said the Giants, they are the... I to translate what he said, the giant is the string in the G-string of the fat man. Yes.
Okay, the giants are the string in the G-string of a fat man.
Yes, sir, that's it.
All right, isn't that nice coming from a little boy?
Well, Miss Gray, I mean, this is my son, you know, he's... Please don't tell me how to raise my son.
I'm not telling you how to raise your son. I'm not telling you how to raise your son. I am telling you how your son should communicate on our airwaves.
All right. Thank you, Margaret. That was very good. You're right. But I understand that Todd is...
Todd is a very... before, you know, he's a, what you call the precocious. Todd is very intelligent for his age and speaks in very adult terms. And quite frankly, he knows more about life than I do and his mother. And we consult with him for... A lot of things. We consult with him in terms of our taxes and finances. And
you consult with your son, your 8-year-old son, on your taxes?
Yes, sir. Todd, he's from Tote.
That's the number you put your hand on.
Yeah, see, Todd, easy come. He said, easy come, easy go, you know? Easy come, easy go. Easy come, easy go. So,
yeah, I got it. Easy come, easy go. So, Todd, what does he do, your taxes?
He consults with us on the tax. Eh, Todd? Yeah, he says if I see Daddy get into any trouble, I'm going to I'm going to drop the hammer, you know.
Oh, he'll drop the hammer, Jesus. Yes, yeah, so what did you guys think? So you like the Dodgers winning, huh?
What did you think of Dodger? Yeah, Todd says the Dodger will beat every team in Major League Baseball, and this makes up for a Houston Astros, who are cheaters and never should have won World Series. And they cheat and they lie. They are liars. And that the Dodgers should have beat the Boston and Red Sox because they stink. Like, oh, man, Todd, what's he doing?
Yeah, they're woo, doo-doo.
They stink like poo. And finally, the Dodgers got a break and beat up on the... they're such a bad team, I forget the name of them.
Tampa Rays.
Tampa Bay Rays, right? No, not hit about. What's this, Tampa Devil Bat?
Tampa Devil Bat? That's the Tampa Bay Rays.
Okay, god damn.
You don't talk shit about that guy.
Well, easy.
What did that kid say?
Nothing.
I demand to know what he said. You're not going to find out, General. Don't.
I'm going to go tutu.
Oh, man, Todd. I'm going to have to kick your ass. You know, I'm sorry, Mr. Henry.
Just don't tell me whatever it was he said.
He said the general takes it in the men's room.
All right, that doesn't. General, wait a minute.
How you guys doing? Hey, General Shaw. Oh, fuck, General Shaw.
Get that off. Run up.
How's that feel?
What did you do, man?
I just tied them up where they are. We're here. What is this place anyway? Oh, it's the entrance to Disneyland. So if you see two idiots gagged, bound and gagged at the entrance to Disneyland, that'd be Todd. That'll be Raj and Todd. Shit. Hey, Todd, how you doing? Huh?
Yeah. So, the entrance to Disneyland, huh? Yeah, so what? I told you, man, you can't go through the phone. You can't go through the phone. We're going to lose our phone service, number one. Number two, you just assaulted those guys. Well, how am I going to... I got to square that with somebody, man. The fact that they're... That somebody loves those two guys and they got to find them tied up. So the cops find them tied up. They're okay. They're sitting there at the entrance to Disneyland. As soon as they open that joint... Oh, wait a second. They're closed permanent, aren't they? Through this pandemic, yeah. That's the breaks. Shit.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and you guys...
Nice of you to just go into the music there. What am I going to do with Matt? You know what I got to do now is I got to call somebody at Disney. Listen to you, man. You got to call somebody at Disney? I got to call somebody at Disney and tell them there's two guys bound and gagged at the...
World-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm going to go.
Go ahead, man. Wait a minute, bud. Wait up. Oh, wait up. What are you guys, all of a sudden, blow buddies? How dare... Wait a minute. Ah! She hit me. She really did. Yes.
Oh, knock it off.
I'm going to tell Patsy.
Good. I hope you do.
Jesus. What is this shit, bud?
It's on a playlist. God damn, man. All I can, don't put it in there.
That's what she said. Fuck.